up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of Abstract Convos with your host, Jay Morales. On today's episode, we have a guest that's been on before, and his name is Mr. Ryan Greenwood. Welcome, brother. I am so glad that you're on once again, dude.
Man, yeah, thank you so much for having me back. And everybody, calm down your applause a little bit. I can hear it when you said my name. No, I'm just playing. I'm not gonna boost my ego that much. But no, man, it's great to be.
It should be
It
that way,
should. But no, it's good to be back on here and good to hear your voice. And man, I'm proud of you for what you're doing, man. So I just want to say that first and foremost for you.
Thank you, brother. I really do appreciate it. I am likewise to you. I am super proud of everything you got going on too. And that's I think that's why we had to do part two, brother, because the first part was amazing. And I feel like we just left off at a spot where we knew we had more to say, and we just had to cut it short. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, of course, man. And yeah, true friendships and stuff are like that. But then also the attention span of the listener and also us is just very short. So
Right.
we can only handle so much greatness at a time, you know?
So I did I had a few questions for you that I asked you last time when we spoke, not on the podcast, but we were speaking, what was it, a day ago, and I mentioned a topic. I seen a video pop up out of nowhere. It was a dude talking about Mexicans, dude, and I told you I wanted to speak out on it because we have a platform, brother, and I feel like if nobody else is doing it, I think I should do it. I am super against racism, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And this guy was speaking bad about Mexicans, and this is what gets to me all the time whenever I hear people talk about being racist towards any group. I don't care what people you're talking about, you know? This video just happened to be about Mexicans, but even if you meet somebody from the same country, all people are different. I mean, we live here in Colorado. You could go down to Thornton and you'll meet somebody else that's way different than we are. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
A group of people that come from the same country is not always the same, you know? So that's what kind of gets me all the time. Like, you're gonna cat you know, somebody murdered somebody. He happens to be Mexican, and now you're gonna say that this whole group is this way. You know what I mean? I just don't get it, brother. I just don't get it.
I think it's just we want to, like, the psychology behind it, man. We just want to simplify it. Like, the red crayons goes with the red toys over there in the toy box. The blue crayons go with that over there. The Crips go with the Crips. Bloods go with the Bloods. Blacks with the Whites. Republicans with them. Christians with them. We don't want to have that mess of a melting or mixing pot, man, because it is messy and it can get hot sometimes, and you will get different flavors that you might not like, or you like, but you give it to somebody else, they might not like. We want to, I think that's what it is. We want to just keep it simple, and we're scared to branch out and mix the paint a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I get that. Obviously, we even to this day, there's racism, and there's things that people been taught from way back in the day and stuff like this. But I think it's about time that we change that up. I mean,
Oh, yeah.
I love meeting new people from different that have different cultures, that come from different countries, that have different ways of doing things. You know what I mean? Well, the way I look at it is, if you're not hurting anybody, live and let live. Because whatever makes you happy is, like I said, as long as you're not hurting anybody, then do it, brother. Like, to me, that is no big deal. That's making you happy. So why would I want you to be miserable? And that's when bad things start to happen. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and you even said it just early on in this, is a lot of us were subconsciously we're born with or not we're not we're born we're born with a fresh slate, but we're taught through our family over time.
Right.
And whether we know it or not, some of the jokes that we say about even our own race, they stick there subconsciously. And that's not our fault. our responsibility, though, is to go through and make sure, hey, well, I was taught this when I was 10 years old or 7 years old about, and I've heard that word about that man over there who has a different culture and different skin color, different, all that. I heard that about him, but it's my responsibility now to slow down and be like, okay, question. Where did I hear it from? What is their credibility? What was their mindset? And just ask those questions to myself and just try and learn, like take the time to learn about myself first and foremost, and then also learn about the other people out there. Because, yeah, racism, it was heavily influenced. Like, now that I look back, and I've talked to you about this, I've talked on other podcasts about this, it was heavily racism was heavily influenced in my past. Like, I'd see somebody and I'd feel some kind of way about them, but I didn't understand why I felt that kind of way. Does that make sense?
Yes, it totally does. I know exactly what you're talking about, because as much as people want to say racism only comes from one, and I'm not going to be, you know, gentle about this. I'm just going to say it up front how it is. A lot of people like to think about this like racism only comes from the white people, which is total BS. It is total BS. I've seen people that are prejudiced of all colors. I've seen people that don't like whites that are black. I've seen some people that are black that don't like Mexicans. I've seen, you know, this comes from all people. It has nothing to do with you being a white person or a black person or a brown person or a. It doesn't even matter. It's just all people. There's always going to be those bad apples in each people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I totally agree with you, because, like, when I was working out, like, in an oil field, I would see it, man. They're like, the white guys didn't like a lot of the Mexicans. I was chilling with the Mexican guys. Shoot, they were cooking me food. I was the albino. I was the albino one of them all, man. I was the tallest albino one of them all. But we were hanging out. We were telling jokes, and yeah, there was some language barriers there, but just the love and compassion and understanding, and we took the time to build those relationships, even though I don't talk to a lot of those guys now because life has moved on.
Right.
That was one of the big eye openers for me. And then when I was down in, when I worked down Aurora, Montbello area, predominantly black area, and I walked into a 7-Eleven. I've told this story on a podcast before. I don't know if I told you on this one or another one, but I was down there, and I, first time I walked into the 7-Eleven. You ever seen the movie Animal House?
Yes.
And you know when they walk into that bar where Otis and his band are at, and they're the only white dudes walking into this bar?
Yes, yes, I know what you're talking about.
They all turned to me. It was like you could hear the records just stop. And it looked. And I was like, whoa. I stood up. You could see me from a mile away. And it took about 2 weeks for me to break a barrier with the owner of that store. Because after about 2-3 weeks, I went in and he was cool with me, and he looked at another guy who was looking at me kind of funny, thinking, oh, this dude, he's out of place. There's something wrong here. But the owner or the manager, whoever it was, he looked at the guy, and I heard him say, nah, man, he's cool. He's cool. And I was like, all right, there's definitely, and that was another one of those things where it was like, all right, I don't know if I'm supposed to be here, but God's got me here for a reason. So
100%, brother.
So, and then when I was walking through East St. Louis a few years ago too. This short little black dude, older guy. He's like, "Man, you're on the wrong side of town, kid." And I'm like,
"What?
Yeah."
So what? What? Wait. Where was this?
This was in East St. Louis.
Wow, dude.
So,
That is crazy.
And the day before, I had somebody scream out the window, "Hey!" They said, "Hey, white boy.
Yeah,
get inside. The sun's about to go down." And we were staying in a shady Airbnb in East St. Louis.
What the heck?
So dude, I was laying in the bed, and I told my dude who I was bunking with, I was like, "If you hear gunshots, stay down."
Yeah, for sure. So. I totally could attest also to racism. Like, I've had it done to me. Like, one of the things that you mentioned was the oil fields. I've had it done to me out there. I mean, they don't come out straight up front and say, like, "Hey, you know, you freaking Mexican," but they treat you different. You know what I mean?
They
look at you different. And I honestly, I mentioned this to you the other day, not on the podcast, off the podcast, but when I first met you, it wasn't me, like, I didn't judge you like, "Hey, Whitey, what's up, white dude?" You know what I mean? It's just like, you're just another person, you know? We just started talking, and I think that's beautiful, dude, because how are you going to judge somebody before you even know him? Like, you're just like, "Oh, this guy's brown, this guy's white, this guy's black, he's got to be a criminal or something," you know what I mean? Like, it's ridiculous, dude. It's ridiculous. I just don't get it, and I've seen it happen to me. That's why I'm so passionate about this kind of topic. You know what I mean? Of this topic.
One thing I do want to, like, this is a little thing that I do. Like, I do it with, like, almost everybody. But look at me. I'm the poster child for to be a racist. I'm a white, blonde hair, blue eyed German descent, and I can walk around with resting a-hole face. So, yeah. And if you don't know me and I don't warm up to you and be like, and let you know that I see you and and give you a friendly, I know how that affects other people, and especially other people like of different ethnicities too, because this happened a couple times. I'd be standing at a restaurant, or I'd be standing somewhere, and me and dude, or me and this family or whatever of different color. And if I can just kind of feel the tension, right. And I see that, and it's cool. Cause when there's little kids there, right. That's my go-to. I can just kind of like make a little joke or make them laugh or make a little funny face before all the COVID stuff.
Right.
Or I can be like, "Hey," or I can like spot something on them. Like, "Dude, he's from Michigan." Be like, "Okay, my mom, she's from Flint." And we can find that common ground, find that common interest. If they have like a sports logo on or something like that, or shoot, even if they have just nice shoes, just let them know, "Hey, I see you. I like your style. I like, or we have this common ground," or whatnot. Even if it is just for 5 seconds, just letting them know, just kind of ease the tension. Because I know in conversations I've had with friends, especially from the South, who are black, they see somebody like me with resting a-hole face, and they don't know what I'm thinking. I don't know what they're thinking. But if I can break that ice and put something out there into the universe to be like, "Hey, you know what? You're cool with me. You're safe with me."
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. That's the hard part, though, trying the initiation, you know what I mean? Initiating people, I think that's probably one of the hardest parts for anybody, you know what I mean? Like, what do I say? What is our you explained it well there. You have to find some common ground maybe to break the ice, you know what I mean? But I think the hardest part for people when they want to talk to somebody that looks different or something like that, that they're not used to being around, it's hard for them to break that ice, you know what I mean? They're like,
Yeah.
oh, what am I going to talk to them about? It's not that you're racist. I know what you're saying. It's like, I'm not racist. I just don't know what to say. When in reality, you just have to be yourself. You're just another person, dude.
Yeah, that, and you ever seen that show Psych with Sean?
No, I can't say I have.
Oh, well, like the guy in here there, he pretends to be a psychic and stuff, but he's very observant. And I've taken that skill of observing things and then like relating them to like things in my life. Like I said, like little son and dad, they're walking or they're at the grocery store, and I'll be like, "Hey, dude, you got two superheroes right here," and they got like Batman or Spider-Man or Superman shirts on. I'll be like, "Yo, I see two superheroes coming through," and just kind of build up that smile. Like, and I think for me, it's gotten easier over time just because of that skill, but just sometimes the fact of having the courage to say it out loud, because you like because yeah, you don't know how they're going to react, or you don't know how they're going to respond. But if because I've even had some people, they just kind of look at me like, "Who the heck is this crazy dude, man?" So.
No, and I totally get that. I've been on this for a while where I just try to like keep everything as positive as I could. Like even when it's like things are going bad, I'll stay kind of positive. Like when in the past I would flip out on somebody for something wrong they did, you know? I would now I'm like, calm down, breathe. It's okay. It's okay. What's the next step? That's it. And people look at me like I'm weird when I try to be positive towards them. Like I can like if I see you doing good and I congratulate you, then some people look at you weird, man. Like you're making fun of them or something. I'm like, bro, I'm genuinely happy for you and glad that you're doing good.
Well, I
But then
don't.
they look at you like you're the weird one.
Yes, and I don't, because I have a hard time with that too. I have a hard time taking compliments. I have a hard time like people saying, "Hey, good job," or even just congratulate me or saying thank you or anything like that. I have a hard time accepting that, like accepting gifts, whether it's verbal or material. I have a hard time with that because somewhere along the line, we're not used to that. And I think once people like you and I come along and kind of scares them a little bit, then they don't know what to do next. So it kind of puts them in a uncomfortable position. So if we go into it just being like, "Hey, I don't really like thinking to ourselves, I don't really expect anything from this person. I just want to put it out there." Like it's kind of like a day of fishing. Yes, you take your pole, you take your good intentions, you put something out there, and you put your love and compassion out there. And if something comes back, cool. If not, then shoot, you just sat by the lake for a couple hours drinking a beer and enjoying God's beauty.
Whenever I give compliments, I don't want anything in return. I just want to let you know, hey, dude, I see you out here moving, making moves and doing great for yourself, and I am genuinely happy, you know? There's no reason to be hateful and spiteful of somebody doing great. If they're doing great, I think that's great. Everybody should be doing great, you know, as far as I look at it, you know?
And when you in
So
go ahead, sorry.
when I tell anybody this, it's not me making fun of anybody. It's me genuinely being like, dude, yes, get it. I'm super happy for you.
That when you tell them that, you're telling yourself that as well, and you're telling it to the universe or God or whatever you believe in, or the pet rock that's sitting outside. you're telling
Yeah.
you're telling the your creator. Yes, Patrick's pet rock from SpongeBob. That's my daughter, everybody. But
Awesome.
you're putting it out there, man. You're sending those vibes out there to your brain and out there. Sorry. And if you say something negative about somebody or something, it's the same thing. You're putting all that stuff out there. That's what you're going to get back. And I struggle with that.
Absolutely.
I struggle with that daily. Like, I'll see something, some of my first thoughts are, that's stupid, or that's retarded, or silly, or why did they ever think about that? Why do they think like that? But then I kind of take that like 7 seconds or whatever to pause, be like, you know, maybe they did that for a reason. Maybe that's something good's going to come out of it, even though what they did was what you perceive as stupid or unreasonable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Something good can come out of it. Maybe it might affect your life later on, where it's like, okay, so-and-so did this, but years later, oh shoot, this person, they were legit. Like, somebody, and I saw this the other day and it kind of stuck with me. The first person to ever drink milk had to be doing some crazy stuff with cows, right?
Yes, of course.
And then
that is the funniest thing.
And then I was thinking the other day, because I was looking for something to make for dinner, and I saw something in our cupboard. It's, they market and sell crumbs. They market
crumbs?
Like crumbs, like graham cracker crumbs.
What the
They have
heck?
A division where they put crumbs in a bag, put it in a box, put the artwork on the box with the logo, and they sell you crumbs. How crazy is that? You can go to Lowe's, you can go to hardware stores, and you can buy dirt. What? You could buy dirt. Somebody was that smart or ridiculous. They'll market and sell dirt to you, and we're crazy enough to buy it.
Yep. I mean, one of the crazier ones is people sell dung.
Yeah.
People sell dung to fertilize your soil with, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. We
that and somebody actually does it. And it's like, what the heck?
Yeah.
You don't really think about these kind of stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like it just amazes me how much we I don't know. I don't even know how we got to this topic, but yeah, it's,
you know how? Because it's a freestyle conversation, yeah. Bro. We're just going. it's amazing. I'm loving this. But just to kind of revert back to the topic we were on about racism,
yeah.
I always tell everybody this. I'm gonna leave that topic with this saying right here, and I am. All right, I'm just say it. I am 100% proud, never gonna be ashamed to be Mexican. That's not even a topic to touch upon, because I'm 100% proud. As should everybody. Everybody should be proud of their culture, where their people come from.
I'm proud to be Mexican too.
Cool. Yes, you're not honorary Mexican, brother. Yes, but everybody should be proud of where the family comes from, where you know, the culture and stuff like that. There's beauty in all that stuff. There is no shame, whether you come from Germany, Norway, Switzerland, Africa, somewhere in Asia, you know, so it doesn't matter. There's beauty. There's no reason for anybody to be ashamed of where they come from. Now, the only thing about that is there's a difference between being proud and being straight up racist. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So that I have no, just because I am super proud to be Mexican and I would always defend my Mexican culture, doesn't mean that I think I'm better than anybody. It just means that I am super proud. But like I said before, there's a difference between being racist and proud. And I do not feel 1 ounce of hate towards anybody. I do not. And I'm being straight up with everybody right now. And that's just what I want to leave you guys with, because I'm gonna keep on battling this stuff, brother, whether it be with somebody's help or not. I'm just gonna keep on talking about this subject, because it's something that I absolutely hate. You know what I mean?
Amen, man. Amen. I definitely feel you. And can I piggyback off that real quick?
Yeah, for sure, brother.
Ever since I was little and I was introduced to hip hop, ever since I was little, and then also mm-hmm. watching the news, I always felt this shame of being white. But hang on. But as I've got
gotten older,
as I've gotten older, I'm not gonna say white power or anything like that. I'm proud to be white. I'm proud of who I am. I'm made in the image of God, just like you and my daughter and mm-hmm. your cousin and your mama and them. But I'm proud to be white, but I follow a savior or Lord or whatever you want to call him, who is not white. I'm going to leave it at that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I know what you're talking about. And if anybody has any questions or anything about that, you could reach me personally at abstract J Mir, which is the word abstract followed by JMIR @gmail.com. If you have any questions about this kind of stuff that we just talked about right now. And if you could also reach Ryan, what's your personal email where they can reach you if they have any questions, brother?
If they want to reach me, go to or connect with Jay first, and then we'll connect us later. I don't want to put my
sweet email out there right now. Sounds good. Just because I know that's like the whole race thing and the whole, you know, people thing is racism thing is a touchy subject. So I know some people are going to have some questions. Yeah, you know what I mean? And so that's why I wanted. I did want to ask you, though, before we move on, could you kind of, if you want to, it's up to you. Could you kind of tell us why you kind of felt ashamed to be white? Is there a reason why?
I think just.
And then I'll tell you something that I have to say.
Okay. No, I think it was just hearing all that stuff back in the day from family members and other people who were kind of in the family and friends circle. And then I grew up with I'm kind of sidetracking for a second, but I grew up with a stutter.
Oh, it's fine.
But I fell in love with music and hip hop. And I wasn't trying to be like a wannabe or anything like that, but hip hop and music
right.
and rap helped me get over that stutter, and it's kind of opened up a new avenue. But I guess subconsciously, again, hearing what some of these artists were talking about, and then also being new to that, to a lot of that culture, I didn't understand who they were talking about. Like, cause I'd hear a verse like, you get what I'm saying. I'd hear where they would be like,
yeah, and I know what you're
saying. I got my daughter right here, and I don't want to say anything
I get you.
But yeah, I'd hear some of those lyrics about powerful white dudes or white law enforcement or something like that. And I'm like, wait a minute. And I was kind of conflicted there for a while. And then watching stuff on like BET or MTV, remember when they actually used to play music videos on MTV?
Yeah.
I just dated myself, but and then I'd go to circle like parties or get togethers, and there'd be people, and I'd be one of the like few white dudes there, and then I'd get in, and then they'd be like, oh, well, he's just wanting to be like Vanilla Ice or Eminem or Beastie Boys, or just wanting to be wannabe. No, I want to be me, but I also want to be here with you and enjoying the presence of all of you and enjoying the culture. So, yeah, but
as I
worked on myself, building my mental strength, and then also my lyrical strength too, my rap game, as you could say, when I did all that, when I stepped that up and people saw me and they saw the consistency that I was there and they saw the love and the compassion and just the friendship, you'd have other people come in. Yeah, you'd have other people come in and they'd question what is that? And it was their way of thinking. It would question their like unorthodox and be like, what is this kid doing here? The only time I've ever seen yeah. a white guy on a mic who was repping was BET or MTV, but they made fun of him. Or even when Malibu's Most Wanted came out, I hated that when it first came out, but I watch it today with a different perspective and different attitude. Malibu's Most Wanted is freaking hilarious. I couldn't say that back in the day because I hated it. I'm like, this is the stupidest stuff, because I wasn't trying to be like that, but that's the way the world, some people saw me. So I was like, this is,
yeah.
And my buddy Anthony, he's got a podcast as well, and he's got a show he does on Facebook. Anthony's Godly Guidance and Dashboard Pastor. A couple shameless plugs. Go check him out. We have a song called Stereotypes, which is on my podcast, and it's talking and making fun of some of the stereotypes that are out there, because he's a black dude, I'm a white dude, mm-hmm. and an honorary Mexican.
Yeah, of course.
But I go, and one of my first lines is, yeehaw, cowboy up, let's get Starbucks. And I'm just making, and then I'm talking about going to Walmart, looking at clocks on a Saturday. And yes, I don't like mayonnaise, but I like hockey and leprechauns and stuff like that. Yeah, I'm making fun of my skin tone and some of the cultures that are within me. Mm-hmm. And in the second verse, I make a reference to Remember the Titans movie. Yes. And then I make a reference to American History X.
Nice, dude.
Because there's the two sides to the coin there.
Of course, of course. You know what? I just wanted to say, Remember the Titans, great movie, and American History X. It is super strong film. If anybody hasn't seen it, go check it out, and you'll know what he's talking about.
And it's funny because I tell people, I was like, that is, I don't watch it. I think I've seen it maybe three times,
mm-hmm.
but it is, not, I don't want to, lack of a better word, it's one of my favorite movies,
mm-hmm.
but I cannot watch it now.
It's super strong. It's a super strong film.
It gets you thinking. Pisses you off.
Yep.
Just the transformation and what goes on in that film, and then also the generational consequences that, and also the influences that we have on people. Because I can be like, you know, I'm gonna, my daughter's right here. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna tell a story that happened a few years back, which we can relate to like the influence that we have on people, whether it's racism, whether it's sexism, whether it's whatever. Mm-hmm. Okay, my daughter, she had a toy named, I think it was like Chelsea. Mm-hmm. I was myself, I didn't want to play with Chelsea. I was rude and I was wrong for this. I was rude and I said mean things to Chelsea. Mm-hmm. And my daughter was hearing this. And then guess what she ended up doing? She ended up being rude and pushing Chelsea out. And then God was like, dude, did you just see what happened there? Your ignorance and your silliness just transferred from you to your daughter. And she picked up that nasty and rude attitude that you have. Yeah. And then I went and I was like, hey, I went up to Chelsea and I apologized. I was like, hey, you know what, Chelsea, I apologize. I shouldn't have treated you like that. That was my responsibility. And I'm super, I hope you'll forgive me. And I apologized.
Birthday.
You did get Chelsea for your birthday.
It's awesome, bro.
But after I apologized, Chelsea was back. She was part of the friends. And yeah, even though Chelsea and I, we have our differences, Chelsea and I are pretty cool. And I think going back to American History X, when he was like that, and then he went to jail, went through his transformation and came out trying to help his younger siblings. So the younger generation is watching.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to put that, the pot, like going back to the positive stuff, putting that out there in the universe, putting that out there in the world, instead of all the hate and ignorance and the blinders. We need to put that stuff out there. And there's so much, especially with Facebook and social media and the news, there is so much disgusting hate and everybody thinks they're experts at this and this. And there's so much, I can go on and on and on about this. We just need to really slow down and question ourselves and our intentions and our beliefs and align them to go forward and serve other people and help 100. Other people and be kind to other people. Pull out your inner Mr. Rogers, bro.
Yeah. Be comfortable with being uncomfortable. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's hard to kind of get the grasp of that. But the from what I've learned, because kind of going off of what you were talking about, growing up, brother, I so it's weird because the town that I grew up in was very racist, bro. It was very, very racist. We had in school, we had like the Mexicans hanging out with the Mexicans, right? We had a few black kids and they, you know, they hung out mostly with the jocks, but there were, you know, there was so very, very little of them that, you know, they didn't really have like a big crew of them, you know what I mean? But it was like the jocks and the Mexicans and the rockers and, you know, everything. And Mexicans hated the jocks and stuff like that. And dude, it was crazy. So I was one of the only few kids that actually spoke to everybody, dude. I spoke to the Mexican kids, even some of the rockers, the jocks. And so like when the Mexican kids would be getting fight with the jocks, they'd be looking at me like, both sides would be looking at me like, who are you going to join? You know what I mean? I'm like, I'm not in neither one of you guys' fucking side. I don't care who you, I'm sorry to cuss, brother.
I got you on headphones. So.
Oh, okay. Cool, dude. Yeah. But I was just like, you guys are ridiculous. You know what I mean? Like I'm not in nobody's side. I don't even care. Like, I don't even know what you guys are talking about, but I would hear both sides talking crap about one another. You know what I mean? And so it came to a point to where I started hanging out more with the jocks because I was in sports. I was in football. You know, I started joining, you know, all these sports, you know what I mean? And the Mexican kids started you know, hate, you know, basically hating on me. You know what I mean? Like, what are you doing, bro? Like, what are you know, what are you doing, dude? I'm like, this is ridiculous, guys. Like, you guys don't want to hang out with somebody else when you don't even freaking know them. You don't even know them. It's just because they're not same color, same skin color or whatever. You know what I mean? It just makes no sense. And so I am truly proud to say that even as a youngster, bro, I was like talking to everybody. You know what I mean? I hate that. And when I was younger, I would watch first time I ever watched American History X. I hated that movie, brother. I hated it. Hated that movie. But it was because I was not getting the message. You know what I mean? I was just seeing all the negative stuff in the movie. I was like, oh, these freaking Nazis. They're making a movie about Nazis and stuff like that. When in reality, it has a message behind it. And it's showing some stuff that really does happen in life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just it's crazy when you actually mentioned that kind of stuff. And growing up, people do put stuff in your head. Like when I would be hanging out with my Mexican friends, they'd be like, oh, these freaking white kids, they, you know, this and that. And then on the opposite side, they'd kind of be talking about like Mexicans. And I'm like, dude, you know, like I'm Mexican, bro. And we're hanging out. It doesn't categorizing people was not the thing to do, bro. And I got that. Even as a young age, at a young age, brother.
So, yeah, man.
Yeah. I think I'm very passionate about this. Just like I said before, just because like I witnessed it and I've gone through it, and I've seen it done, you know, to multiple people, not just Mexican people, but I've seen it done to some black people. I've seen it done to some white people. I've seen it, you know, from all sides. So I'm like, yeah,
I got a question for you. I think I actually brought this up before,
mm-hmm.
but what do you get when you have a canvas in front of you, right? And you're about mm-hmm. ready to paint. What kind of picture do you paint with one color? It's just gonna be, what kind of picture are you gonna draw with just one color? You're just gonna take that canvas and you're gonna paint it one color. Say I have blue. I'm going to only just use blue on this canvas. Now I have a blue canvas. But people like you and I, we can take, say we take blue and then we take a yellow.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody brings a green in there, or, mm-hmm. or an orange or purple. We can paint a beautiful picture with those colors, the thoughts, ideas, and love. We can bring it all together, and we can even mix those colors for different color. We can make different colors with the colors that we bring to the table. And I'm not just talking about skin color. I'm also talking about just cultures and thoughts and right. wisdom and knowledge. We can bring all that together. Because if we just sit here and we, oh, I'm gonna just, I'm purple all day. No, you're just gonna have a bunch of purple paintings.
Yeah,
it's gonna look sure. like, or you're gonna have a bunch of brown paintings. You're gonna have a bunch of yellow paintings. You're just gonna have. For the racist white dude, you're just gonna have a lot of blank canvases, which
yeah.
those aren't very creative.
You'd be amazed at what people buy nowadays, brother.
Didn't we just talk about that?
Yeah.
I'm going to paint you a snowstorm. Look, I don't even have to do any work. This was so easy.
Yes. So. All right, so
hang on. So you guys can go to my Facebook page or my Instagram page. I'm gonna start selling just solid color or blank canvases,
yeah.
And I'm gonna sell them for maybe $2.99. And if you come pick it up, I'll cut a dollar off just for you. So free can or almost a free canvas with little to no work on them, and you can have it today for your Christmas.
Get it before they get it while supplies last, all right, people?
Exactly.
No, I to kind of transition out of that little chat we had, which was pretty good. I want to thank you for that. I did want to ask you though, because I've been wanting to ask you about this for a while now. Cartoons, brother. What cartoons did you grow up with? Because I know we had mentioned this before. I can't wait to get to this topic, bro.
Oh man, cartoons, huh?
Cartoons. Man. You mentioned one that was one of my favorite all-time favorite growing up, brother, before. And I'll just go ahead and say it. Ninja Turtles.
Yes. And if you know me, I'm big in Ninja Turtles. I like the old school ones, and then the ones that they made in 2012 through 2014. Like those ones too. I don't like the newer ones that came out in like 2017. Those ones are silly to me. I liked cartoons growing up. Of course, Looney Tunes, Bugs Bunny, the Disney ones too, the Mickey Mouse. I'm not really a fan of Mickey Mouse, but I like Goofy.
Okay.
And Donald Duck. Toy Story was more of the movie.
Yeah.
Rocko's Modern Life was one of my favorites.
Yes, dude. Yes.
Doug. Before Disney bought it. I have to add that.
Yeah.
Because I was really confused. Like I still dug it, but I was like, get it, dug it. I still dug it.
Yeah.
No, I still liked it, but it wasn't the same. It didn't have that grainy, grimy production value in it. And the voices were, I don't know, it just didn't have that same Nickelodeon feel. I liked what's another one? Darkwing Duck.
Okay.
You ever see that one?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yes.
Darkwing Duck. Let's get dangerous.
I always got confused with that and DuckTales. DuckTales. Yeah. And I was like, what's the difference? But then I actually like watched them, and I was like, okay, I get it now. I get it.
I think at some point they actually were pretty much in the same universe, but they like, and I think they crossed over a couple times. And then shows like, what's that one? Tailspin? It's an old Disney one.
I don't think I remember that, brother.
You can check all, if you guys have Disney Plus, they're on there. And then, because I always liked comedies, like funny cartoons. Ooh, yeah. I never really got into like the comic book shows, right. like the Batmans and stuff like that until I got older. But I always, and like Ren and Stimpy, like that show actually, rumor is it wasn't supposed to be on.
I can see why
on daytime TV.
Yeah, I could see why though. I could see totally. Even as a youngster, I was like, "What the heck are they showing us?"
I loved that. I loved that show. That was just stupid and it was crazy and it was mind numbing. And I'm like, "Dude, yay!"
Do you remember a show called Hey Arnold?
I was getting to that one too. That was one of my favorites as well, man.
I love that cartoon, dude.
That was one of the first ones where they had like multicultural cast.
Yes, 100%, dude. That Asian kid, that had a black kid, that had white kids, that had, I loved it, dude.
And I could relate to that show so much, or relate to Arnold so much, just because my grandpa, he was back in the day, he was smart and he was goofy. And then I had that crazy, crazy, crazy grandma. And she would always come up with some like off the wall sayings, but she was super smart. And I spent a lot of my childhood hanging out with my grandparents. So it was like,
Nice.
it was definitely like my parents were still there too, but
Right.
that's a different story. Man, what else was there in there? Hey
Can I throw
Arnold.
some in there?
Yeah, man.
So growing up, brother, so this is th these are some of the ones, and I'm not saying you necessarily watch them, but these are just some of the ones that I grew up watching. So it was like, Hey Arnold, you already said Doug, Rocco's, you said that. So I grew up also watching, it's weird, some people don't even know about this, but back in the day there were some cartoons, Mortal Kombat cartoons, bro. I used
I
to watch
remember
those.
those. I remember
Yeah,
those.
I used to watch those. I was like obsessed with more MK, bro. I loved it. Video games, cartoons, I loved it. Also grew up with these shark cartoons, some big buff sharks back in the day.
I remember those. I remember those.
Yeah, I love those cartoons, bro. Just because I was like, ah, oh, some sharks that were all buff, you know?
Do you remember the Mighty Ducks cartoon?
Yes, dude.
That's what that reminded me of a little bit.
They're all buff and everything. So there was those, and then also I watched a little bit of anime growing up, bro. Believe it or not, I watched like the original Dragon Ball Z cartoon. For everybody that's out there that listens to that, just know I got your back, because those things are awesome. And then there was also some cartoons called Saint Saiyan, or other words known by as Zodiac Warriors. And dude, I'm telling you, those were, I mean, I was a little kid, you know, so I was like obsessed with like fighting for some reason, like all fighting, everything that has that to do with the action, like I'm just with it, you know what I mean? And all that stuff had it, dude. And yeah, those cartoons right there, awesome, awesome cartoons. Like you said, I was into, when I was a really little kid, I had these this obsession with Mickey Mouse, Bugs Bunny, and what's his name? Daffy Duck, bro. Dude, awesome. The duck is just hilarious. Like he's always mad and there's always like, ah, you know what I mean? I loved it, bro. I loved it. It's just the smoothness of Bugs Bunny. I was like, yes, dude. Yes, I love it. I love it. I also did watch, this is not a cartoon, but it's a show for kids. If see if you remember this, brother. It's a show called Dinosaurs. You remember that?
I vaguely
So it was like,
whenever you said the dinosaurs, I think of the Land of the Lost. Do you remember that
yeah, no, yeah, of course, brother. Yeah, no. I mean, I seen it, wasn't one of my favorites. Doesn't mean that I didn't like it. It just wasn't one of my favorites. But it was a movie I did watch, I'm not gonna lie. But no, this was like an actual like person's war, like actual like mass and stuff like that, like dinosaurs. And they had a baby that I, yeah, the little baby dinosaur always had a pan in his hand, would always smack his head
No,
with.
I know what I know which one is that it's the Jim Henson one.
I don't know. I remember the I don't
It's
know who.
from it's from the creators of the
That's what it reminded me of, bro. Honestly.
And the dad
Awesome show, dude.
the dad's boss was a big old Triceratops in the back of the
Yes,
trailer.
dude. Yes. Yes, dude. I used to love that show, bro. I loved it. And we used to call my baby, my brother, when we was a baby, when he was a little kid, we actually, you know, named him like a little nickname after the little baby dinosaur, because he was just like a little menace, just like the little baby dude. So we'd make fun of him
Not the
that way.
mama.
dude. I love that show, bro. Me and my brother, even to this day, and my sister, we speak about it. We're like, yeah, dude, that show was awesome, dude. There was a certain point where my mom didn't let us watch any of the action movies or cartoons, bro. So, like little crackheads when we were little kids, we'd get our fix when we go to my grandma's house. You know what I mean? She let us watch whatever, but my mom would be like, no, you can't watch anything that has like action or fighting or anything like that. So when we get to my grandma's house, we'd watch like Mortal Kombat and all these stuff like that. But one cartoon, one thing that my mom did let us watch a lot was that Dinosaurs show, and I loved it, bro.
Yeah, it was funny. It was a good show, but like, can you imagine if they made that now? Like, because I watched it because it was on, I think it was on like Netflix, or it was on one of the streaming sites or streaming. Right. And just some of the stuff that came out of the dad's mouth was,
it's like, the '90s.
I'm like, dude, because my wife, I don't think she's seen it before. Yeah, she didn't see it before, but just hearing in the first episode some of the stuff that was coming out of the dad's mouth, my wife turned to me and I was like, "You watched this when you were a kid?" I was like, "Yeah, we watched it." some of the derogatory and subtle sexisms in there, I'm like, yeah, they couldn't make this stuff today, man.
for sure. I mean, I do agree, because I seen it a few years back, like you said, it's probably like on Netflix or whatever it was, and they have an episode where the little kid gets possessed, bro. They're kind of like mimicking the movie of The Exorcist, and I'm like, there is no way they would make anything like that nowadays. There is no way.
You'd be surprised, because have you ever seen what's that movie with Gravity Falls?
No, dude, I haven't.
Like, it has some pretty funny stuff in it, but it gets dark towards the end of the series, man. Like some demonic stuff, man, and it's pretty clever how they do it, but it gets dark, and there's a couple episodes I had to turn off, because I just was like, I don't even want to watch it. I don't want my daughter watching it.
Right. You know what, dude?
That's on Disney Plus. Sorry.
Yeah. it's probably just because, like, unlike you, a lot of parents probably don't even pay attention to what their kids are watching. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, that's one problem there. To me, another one that I don't like people or kids watching, and this is probably just me. I'm probably just a lunatic or whatever. SpongeBob, I do not like it, bro. I do not like my nephews watching it. I do not like anything, because, and it's nothing against anything, but just some of the stuff that they show on there, bro. I'm like, really? Really, dude? Like, come on, dude. I just don't like it, bro. That's just me, though, you know?
Yeah, there's been a couple episodes of SpongeBob where I've had to turn off. Like, I'll sit there and I've seen almost all the episodes, but because I try and screen everything before my daughter watches it, and there's stuff it's gonna get by. And my daughter, she's gonna see stuff, she's gonna hear stuff, but my responsibility as a dad, I need to not expose her to all that stuff. But then also, if she does see that stuff, I need to take the responsibility and have those conversations with her. If she's confused about something or something influences her, and then that causes her to be in trouble, then I need to step up and have those conversations. But if I can help limit not shelter her, but limit kind of what she's intaking. Cause yeah, we'll watch. And I told her this the other day. I've watched a couple. I love The Simpsons, or I like The Simpsons a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I've watched some episodes with her, but I couldn't remember what I was doing. I was finishing up with a project at home, and I went in, and my daughter's watching The Simpsons, and I was like, "No, you can't watch this without me." And she's like, why? Well, because there's some episodes that aren't family and kid friendly. Others, they might be a little bit lighthearted. So I'm not completely sheltering her, but at the same time, my responsibility as a father, I need to, especially with her young mind, I need to censor. Like, as soon as she turns 17, 18, she can watch, listen to whatever the heck she wants. But as long as I'll probably keep doing that even when she's 21, 22, 23, 30. Yeah. I'll probably do that for the rest of her life. Be like, yo, you probably shouldn't be watching that or looking at that. That's kind of questionable. Yeah. But I want to instill that mindset and those thoughts in her now. Watching this, what is this helping me? Is this hurting me? Is it? It's kind of like food. It's like big old tub of ice cream with some cookies, with a side of bacon and meth. It seems fun at the moment, right? You're like, oh yeah, 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 yeah. But once you finally devour all of it and get a little bit of meth in you, you're like, what the fudge, man? I feel like crap. But then once you go over and get your water, get your chicken and your protein and your healthy stuff and your spinach and your salad, you feel better after, right? And you can go from one extreme to the other. You can go healthy eating, healthy eating, healthy eating, healthy eating, and then once you cross over to the devil aisle, I mean the dessert aisle. No, I'm just playing. You get over there, you're gonna spin out of control, and you're gonna get sick, and so like just the moderation and just censoring. Okay, well this for fuel and for getting forward and staying positive. I'm gonna stay over here with my fruits and vegetables and my healthy eating, but for a little bit of entertainment, I can dabble over here in the sweets for a little bit. You feel what I'm saying? And that's awesome. That's also my responsibility as a father too, is to try and do that. I kind of slip on that because I'm a picky eater, but my wife she catches the ground balls that I miss.
I feel you because I am one of my biggest downfalls is eating, bro. I'll eat anything and everything. I'm like a pig, man. I'm like, does it look good? Does it smell good? Then let's do it. I just eat, bro. I just eat, and I've got to watch what I eat because diabetes runs in my family, and I love sweets, bro. Love it. So that's one of my downfalls, and I know I got to watch it, but like, I take care of myself. I work out a lot and stuff like that, but eating is a big part of it. You know, it has a lot to do with your health and that's one of the things I got to step back on.
Yeah, and especially being a young man, but, too. Because I was doing awesome there for a while, and this just reminded me of that post that you had the other day about the gym. Like, for about 2 years, man, about 4 years, I was killing it. I was eating better. I was eating right. I was hitting the gym. Nice. I was getting it in. But then as soon as this COVID stuff happened, that was – the slowdown and the decline of that discipline and the motivation and just the drive to do that. And I've picked up some habits, eating and other things, that I'm not proud of in result of it, but that's my responsibility. But yeah, I got to get back into working out. I got to get back into, we were blessed with some workout equipment. So I have that stuff at the house. So I have no excuse. My wife, she bought me a bike for my birthday. So I have really no excuse. And then also, oh man, I'm so glad we brought this up. I was thinking about it the other day. It is not hard or that expensive to eat healthy.
You are really putting me on the spot, and I love it, bro.
It is.
Tell me what it is. Tell me what it is, bro.
the only thing it'll cost you is going to that aisle, the dessert aisle, or buying a lot of the processed stuff. It'll cost you the time to prep it. So you'll have something that is good right. for you. It'll take your body. It's like an orgy for your body. It'll take you on like a wild adventure, man. No, I'm just playing. No, but it is not that difficult. It's not that difficult. It's just, we are wired and we are creatures of habits, and we don't like change. So when we do change our diet, we think of it as a chore. And one of the quotes that is standing out to me right now is, if you don't make time for, and the cost for being healthy right now, you're going to pay for it later. So I'd rather feed my family and feed myself the healthy stuff now, rather than feed big farm or big companies and hospitals and all that BS later.
100% agree, dude. And I got it. Like I said, I got to step it up. I do. I just. Oh, yeah. It's being lazy, bro. It's me being lazy.
You ain't even got to explain it to me, man. I'm living it right now.
I love it when people like speak about this, because it puts me in my place. You know, like, hey, dude, come on, dude. It ain't that hard. It's just you being lazy. So I'm like, you're right, dude.
Because I can see this lady right now, and I'm not going to say her name, but she says that all the time. She's like, healthy food is too expensive. No. So you're going to buy all these corn dogs. You're going to buy all this processed BS. It's full of sodium and sugar, and who else knows what's in that? And then take it. And I hardly use the microwave, because that's my personal belief. Yeah. Because I just if something's a little chilled or something like that, or if I need to just thaw out something real quick, I'll put it in there for about 10 seconds. But I don't like using the microwave. But once you take that,
the waves.
Once you take that Jimmy Dean sausage or that corn dog, and don't get me wrong, I'm not knocking corn dogs. I love corn dogs. Actually, I want
to. don't you dare speak about corn dogs.
I actually want to get some corn dogs today when we go to the store. I'm drooling as we speak. Going and putting that breakfast sandwich from Jimmy Dean or whatever in the microwave, and then going and sitting down, and then going and cracking up open a beer or a Diet Coke. And I like beer, and I like alcohol, and I like some pops, but uh-huh. I see this lady in my mind right now. She's like right in front of me, and every time I've seen her, when I go over to her house, or if I've seen her at the grocery store, and there for a longest time, like, you know how we were talking about judging people just by looks?
Right.
Well, I was in the bad habit, and this is on me, of judging people like her, because I looked at her and I looked at what she had in her cart. I looked at her and I saw what was in her cart.
Uh-huh.
And the correlation, the parallel correlation that was there, I'm like, that's it. There's her answer why she is and feels the way she does. It's all in that cart. So, and I don't want to be sounding like I'm preaching or anything like that, or sound like I'm better than anybody, but that's my observation. And like I said, I've been hella lazy with my workouts, my feeding, because I started at an couple cookies, some snacks, some beer in my car too over this past year. Because shoot, this was supposed to be my year. This was supposed to be everybody's year, where we were getting fit, while we were kicking right. ass, we were moving forward. And then, nope. Well, so I'm hoping that this conversation that we're having, and then also a couple other conversations that we've had, plus other things that I'm planning and trying to put into place, will get it to help me get back and other people get back into the point where they reach where it's not a chore to buy the healthy stuff, where it's not a chore to work out. Yes, you're not going to want to some days, but your body is going to be like, nope, I cannot not do this today. I can't afford not to do this today, because we are 100%. such creatures of habit. Try and think of something that you do every day that you know you do, and you don't know why you do it, and then stop it. See how freaking hard it is. Don't wear mm-hmm. don't
exactly. Yeah.
Don't put your shoes where you normally put them. Put them in another spot. They're gonna end up probably in that same spot where you did it. Try not buying energy drinks for a week. Go ahead, sorry. Yeah. I got up on my pedal.
No, dude. Preach, brother. Preach. I was gonna say watching TV is one of those things for everybody. Amen. For most everybody, bro. Watching TV, and that's one that I got to cut off too, bro. I'm really bad at it. You know what I mean? I'm like, damn, dude. Even when I'm working out, I'm like, damn, I gotta watch some TV or something. So I know what you're saying.
Well, TV is a completely different beast, man. Like the electronics and stuff there, that's a completely different beast, and probably another episode. But but yeah, it's for just something sure, simple, dude. Like, when you were going to work, did you have one route that you took every day?
I most certainly
did.
You
were familiar with it. You were comfortable with it, right?
Yep.
Try changing mm-hmm. up your route to work. Try not to pick up that energy drink or that coffee on the way, and see how subtle but off part of your day is going to be. Or feel. It's not going to be off. It'll just feel like it's off.
So. Yeah. Yeah, very true. Very true. I have, even for my workouts, some days, I don't always take pre-workout, which is, they say, I don't know, there's a lot of speculation about that. They say it's not very healthy for you. Some say it's depends on what you take. Some say that they're healthy for you because of your nervous system and this and that. I try to limit it to just taking it every few other days. But I'll tell you this, the days that I don't take it, it's just in my head like, oh, you should have taken it. Oh, you should have taken it. But, you know, it's just like you said, it's just all in your head, bro. It's all in your head because it's like most – it becomes a habit. You know what I mean?
I'm guilty of all of this stuff too, man. Like, oh, I should have read today. I should have done that today. And then I sit there at the end of the day shooting all over myself. So, and instead of just doing it, getting it out of the way, and like, because what I do for – if I don't want to do it for that day, I will – right now I'm going to say I just don't do it. But when I actually do the action, I put it in like little time chunks, which helps me. I'll put on music. So if I work out for about 4-5 songs, that's about a half hour, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Or even I break it down to seconds or the number of times Like if I'm lifting weights, I can go one, I can count down from 10, be like boom, 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 boom. Good, I got through that. Boom, 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 boom. Got through that. And count it down. Cause I know,
yep,
that time is precious and it's valuable. I could be going and sitting on the couch and doing something else, but I'm doing something that's putting it into the bank of tomorrow for me. And I'm getting my investment and my return on investment for the next, I could be adding years to my life. And that time that I'm taking away from the TV, or that time I'm, here's another point too, is that the time I'm taking away from my family, I'm using to get healthier and stronger and better for my family so I can prolong my life. And that, and I hear a lot of guys and girls, moms and dads, they feel guilty for working out or taking time for themselves or getting on podcast interviews or phone call, doing something that's mentally, physically, good for them to do. And you can't feel, yes, I feel guilty too sometimes. Like there's sometimes my daughter, she's like, but you're always doing that, or you're working, or you're working out, or you don't spend time with us. And yeah, it sucks hearing that. But I hope later on that she'll pick that, sync up and pick up what daddy's doing. Daddy's working on his mental health. Daddy's working on his physical health. Daddy's trying to be better than I was yesterday. So I can, because if I constantly play with my daughter or constantly be around, if you constantly be around somebody and play with somebody, or do something with somebody, you're going to get bored and burnt out real quick. I love my daughter. I love her so much. She is my little girl. She is my little princess. She's my little ninja warrior, badass little thing. But if I don't have some me time, I'm no good to her. Cause I'm just going to be like, duh. Oh, toys, My Little Pony. I will be up in space, out where, if I don't come back to the core me and better myself, I can't be there for my family.
I totally get you. Same thing goes for relationships, y'all. Y'all need your friends and your own personal space, and you're always going to be with that person. I mean, you know what I mean? But you also need your alone time, your time with your friends, you know? So that's definitely something I have come to learn, you know, throughout my years.
Yeah, because honestly, back when I first got married, my wife and I, it was just us. And we were two individuals who teamed up. But then after a while, it was like, okay, well, you need to go do your thing for a little bit. I need to go do my thing for a bit. We didn't split up. We just had a couple different hobbies and stuff we like to do.
Right.
But then when we had a daughter, man, robot mode switched on so quick. I didn't know who I was for the longest time. It was go to work, come home, try to be a good husband, try and be a good father, which I wasn't. I'm still not sometimes. And it's crazy. I was just thinking about this the other day. I feel like I'm actually backslidden into that mode again over the past 6 months due to everything that's been going on with this COVID crap. So this right here, this podcast, this is like therapy for me, and me being courageous and vulnerable enough, and you as well, to get on here and share this with the world, share this with friends is scary, but I hope somebody hears this, and I pray somebody hears this, and if they get anything out of it, know that, yeah, life sucks sometimes, but it's all about perspective, and it's all about trying to learn and be better than you were yesterday, and just keep growing, and don't get stuck in that robot mode, and reach out. And I'm talking to myself right now. I can see myself in the mirror. Reach out, yeah. Talk to somebody, whether it's just like a text or a quick phone call, being like, "Hey man, I'm dealing with some stuff. I'm having these feelings, like I want to harm myself, or I think the world, because we don't see." Come on, I might get emotional in here for a minute. We don't see ourselves the way our family see us. We don't see ourselves the way our friends see us. Because the way the rest of the world sees me right now, I don't see myself that way. The praise and the kind words and the nice things that you say, I don't see that. So it's good. It's good to hear.
That's why I'm here, brother.
Hey, man, you're strong. You're a strong son of a gun, man. You're a hardworking son of a gun. You're a talented son of a gun. It's good to hear that. Not just to stroke my ego, because I appreciate hearing stuff like that as a reminder. I don't try and go out looking for it like some people do. I'm seriously, when I do hear it, I'm forever freaking grateful to hear that from somebody. And I'm grateful for them. And I also thank God for giving me the abilities to be that rock star that everybody sees. But I also pray to God that He opens up my eyes. I guess it's kind of like a double-edged sword, man. It's like I could stay humble by just keep my head down, keep working, keep doing rock star badass things. But then also, He does show me through other people when they tell me, but I don't get that big head. Does that make sense? I'm having a freaking epiphany.
Of course,
man. Like,
of course, brother.
Sorry.
No, I get you, bro. It happens. Like, dude, I know exactly where you're coming from, dude.
But yeah, like I said, I reach out to people, man, and just let them know. Celebrate yourself. Yourself.
Too. Preach. Yes, brother. I had a post the other day. It said, just because I love myself and I think I'm the shit doesn't mean that I'm better than anybody. You know what I mean? You should love yourself too. And it's 100% true, bro. Because, dude, I have plenty of people that reach out and they tell me, "Hey, dude, good job." As of late, not before, not very many people, but as of late, they've been like, "Hey, dude, congrats," or, you know, "Good job," or something like that. And I'm like, I don't see it, bro. I'm like, well, I'm still shitty. You know what I mean? But so yeah, I know exactly what you're saying. But just hearing people say that, I don't think I like you said, I don't think I necessarily need it. Like just having somebody say that to you, you're like, dude, that's what's up. Like, thank you, bro. Like, thank you. I appreciate you even processing that through your brain to be like, "Hey, bro, congrats." You know what I mean? It makes that much of a difference in somebody's day, bro, that you're like, it makes you like, sometimes it even makes your day, bro. You're like, yeah, dude, fucking awesome, dude. It is totally freaking awesome that somebody reaches out to you and like, "Hey," like, even if they're not congratulating you or anything, it's like, "Hey, bro, how you doing?" Yeah. Like, yes, bro. That person took the time out of their day to reach out and say, "What's up, brother? How you doing?" Or like, "What's up?" And I need to get better on that, bro. It's not that I don't care about people. It's just that sometimes I get so busy and I just forget about everything, you know? So it's just one of my flaws that I know that I need to get better at. You know what I mean?
That's it, man. Yeah, we don't prioritize relationships anymore. It's all it's all like busy, 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 and we use busy as a badge of honor a lot of times. And I got to get back to not doing that as well, because like when people tell me, "Hey, how's it going? What you been up to?" I've been good and productive. Instead of, I've been so busy. Because when I hear busy, I hear like a bragging badge of honor, or like, oh, well, I'm too, like, if I say busy, some people may think, oh, well, he's too busy for me. Like, oh, I tried calling you the other day. Oh, I was just too busy. All right, well.
Yeah, so, no, I get you.
And that's another thing too, like words are very important to me and how they are said. Like busy versus productive, or react versus response, or when somebody says, "What's wrong with you?" Nothing's wrong with me. I'm human and I'm feeling some kind of emotion right now. Go away before I slap you. No, I'm just
playing. For sure, bro. Right, no, for sure. And I know me and you have had those instances where we had some deep conversations, and at work, out of all places, you know what I mean? And there's nothing wrong with it. There's absolutely nothing wrong with it. But maybe some of the people that were around us and saw us, you know, they're probably like, "What are these two freaking guys doing? Like, what are they doing over there?" You know? But hey, bro, I am nobody to judge anybody off what they're feeling. If you're just feeling some kind of way, my job, I feel like, as a friend, is to help you through that. Yeah. You know what I mean? I mean, if not me, then who else? I mean, you're going to go to some stranger and be like, "Hey, bro, help me." He's going to be like, "Freak out of here, dude. I don't know you." Yeah. You know what I mean?
And, one other thing, too, when it comes to, like, personal responsibility and words and stuff, I don't like seeing the meme. The memes, or not the memes, but the post where they're like, stupid people make me angry. No. Uh-huh. Stupid people don't make you angry. You make yourself angry reacting to that circumstance. You don't have to react to that circumstance. You don't have to feel anything to that circumstance. You can detach yourself from that person's choices, whether or not it was stupid or not. And it, right. I had a big long post that I was going to post it the other day. Cause I keep seeing it. "You don't want me to be angry all the time. Well, quit being stupid," or something like, "You can't fix stupidity," or whatever. And going back to the people buy dirt. it's your responsibility, your emotions, and nobody can make you happy. Nobody can make you sad. They can do something, and it depends on how you respond to it. Like, if I was to say something like, "Hey, Jay, man, you're short. You can't get the cookies off the top shelf." Is that going to make you mad? How are you going to respond to that? Are you just going to be, because being offended is a choice. Being and receiving, course, dude. Receiving what they put out, whether I do something that's not even a, like, anything towards you, like, I can throw out. This is one of the things that I used to choose to let bother me. When people throw out cigarette butts out their window, that used to bother me so much.
Yeah.
I don't let it bother me anymore. Because I don't know that person. I detach myself from that from that person at that moment. Yes, I acknowledged it. And then I looked. Okay, it didn't start a fire. Move forward. And then you can acknowledge me for being 4 feet taller than you, grabbing the cookies and saying that to you. And then you can either get pissed off that it ruined your day, or you can move on. And detach yourself from that moment. Yes, it was a moment in time that had happened. It was something that was said. Hell, I could have just been joking, but you could have taken it seriously and held on to that. what I see and what I noticed even with myself, once I start detaching myself from things like that or sayings like that, or if somebody does something and it pisses me off or it makes it kind of irritates me, okay, I can feel it, acknowledge it, and then move on. But I think society holds on to that. That's something that they can control. Like, oh, did you see that movie? It made me mad. I don't like it because it made me mad. No, you made yourself mad reacting to it. You need to figure out what the either detach yourself from it or figure out why you're feeling these feelings.
100%. I agree.
Because or like a dog. My last one, and then I'll get off my soapbox. Like a dog. That dog made me mad. That dog's stupid. No. And I'm calling myself out right now because we fostered a dog a few months back. So I'm calling myself out on this one. I'm throwing myself under the bus. That stupid dog, the freaking dog, she's pissing me off. She's making me mad. And then I'm driving to work, do-do-do-do-do. And God's like, hey, bro, is that dog really stupid? Is that dog really making you mad? Or is there some underlying issues there? What's really happening with you? That dog's not making anything. She'll poop and piss on your floor, but she doesn't know any better. So try taking a little bit of perspective from her point of view. She's in a new spot, new people, and you're going to call her stupid and you're going to get mad and say she's making you mad because you're pissed off or insecure or there's an underlying issue that's behind and you're going to take it out on the freaking dog. Huh. And I'm like, you know what, God? You're right. It's not the dog's fault that I have a bad attitude right now. And I'm in my own little world. That dog didn't make me mad. Okay, I'm done. If you give people the dog or the corner table or the Lego that you step on, if you give it that power, you're just giving away your power.
Exactly, dude. 100%. I had an instance the other day, actually just yesterday. I'm not going to give too much out just because there's people listening that...
Oh, yeah, we're putting this on a podcast, huh?
We're publishing this, huh? there's an instance where I didn't like the way somebody spoke to me. And I had to bring it up to a person, you know, that I'm working with. And I talked to him professionally, like, you know, hey, you know, this is what happened. I don't like it. If it was the old me, I'm not saying I've never been the biggest, baddest dude. Like, I'd whoop anybody's ass, you know, anything like that. But back in the day, I wouldn't let it slip. You know, I'd call him out right out on it. And I'd be like, you know what? What are you going to do? What do you want to do, bro? Like, you know? You know, but now when I was going through that little incident that we had, in my head, I was like, stand up and just kick this guy's ass. Like, just do it, bro. And then, but now I'm like, hey, dude, chill out, dude, let it go. And, talk to this person later. Because right now is not the time to do this. You know what I mean? And I think that's growth, bro. I'm not saying I'm perfect.
That's maturity.
God knows. Everybody knows that. Yeah, dude. Yes, yes. Everybody knows that. I got so many flaws.
Once you realize that you're not perfect and you still need to grow, you're in a pretty damn good spot. Because it's like, I don't know shit. Excuse my cussing.
Yeah, dude.
But
that's all.
What's fun is you can take it and you can have fun with it now and be like, you know what? I don't know everything. I can have fun and I can learn. And then also, yeah. Exactly. Go ahead.
Oh, no, it's fine. Yeah, so like that happened. And then, so I spoke to the right person the day after, and I mentioned everything, and I said, hey, dude, you know, like, I don't like the way this happened. And if I'm just letting you know right now that that's not going to happen again, I'm not going to go. I'm not going to kick this person's ass or anything like that per se, but I'm going to take him to the side and be like, hey, bro, you need to calm down. Cause I don't do that. I show you respect and I demand respect back. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I don't do that stuff, bro. I don't play around like that.
Yeah.
You know? So I show everybody respect and I demand it back. There's ways of joking around with people, and then there's ways to not joke around with people. And I think that person doesn't understand that. So, but I think that shows that I am not the same person I used to be, bro. Because I was really bad when I was younger, bro. I had anger issues. It was really bad, bro. It was really bad. And I love the way I see the world now, because as many flaws as I still do have, I am way better than what I used to be, bro. And I'm constantly trying to work on it. Don't get me wrong. So, but it's super crazy that this conversation took us down this way, because that literally just happened yesterday.
Yeah, man, that's a sign of maturity and growth. And I'm the same way, bro. Like, there was somebody at work a couple weeks or about a month ago. They said some stuff about me, kind of hurtful stuff, that I wasn't even part of the conversation. And they were just joking.
Right.
And took a stab at me, and I heard it. I just walked away. I looked and I just walked away. And then he comes up to me later, was like, you know, I was just joking, right? I was like, yeah, I heard you. And I just walked away. Before, I would have been like, mother. But that's not going to do anybody any good, because especially for me, if I'm saying that, like, I go to church and I follow God and stuff like that, how's that going to look to the world if I freak out and start cussing this dude out? Because if...
Yeah.
Oh, there's another wannabe Christian and stuff like that. No, 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 no. I'm a believer and I'm trying my best, but I'm no better than anybody else. And
right.
But that's a different topic. I want to be sensitive of your time too. So.
No, you're fine, brother. No, you're fine. You know what though, dude, I say we do part three. What do you say? Sometime whenever you're free again.
Yes, definitely. We can record that anytime, but let's not release it right away. Just kind of keep people get
right.
You know, yeah.
Yes, 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 yes. I get you, brother. yeah, brother. So, like, I really want to thank you for being on this episode, brother. I think it was much needed for both of us. I felt like I just went through a therapy session.
Dude, it was amazing, bro. That sounds like really a good title right there. Freestyle therapy session.
Boom. Everybody heard it. All right. He's the one that came up with the name. There you go. That's the name. That's going to be the name. Yeah, dude, I just want to thank you, bro. I appreciate your friendship, and I appreciate the love that you always show, bro. You have no idea how much it means to me. And you're
likewise, great, my brother. Likewise. And thank you for having me on.
Well, anytime, brother. Anytime. Do you want to leave any, are you social media or anything that you want people to follow or anything like
I've
that?
Been, any messages? Yeah, I've been limiting my social media And we had this conversation the other day, but if you want to find me, I'm Ryan Greenwood on Facebook, Remix the Dad Podcast on Instagram. And yeah, those are my only two social medias right now. But yeah, limit your social media too, guys. I'm not telling you what to do, but I'm telling you what to do. But, all right, guys. Thank you guys so much. And
of course. And remember, Remix the Dad. Go listen to it. All right. Thank you, brother. Everybody else. Like always, love, peace, and respect, y'all.
Peace.
Peace.